Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Debura Yomi program is Daf Samach Omad Aleph, and we're in the 6-5 Mishnah Debura in the middle of Simin Tov Kuf Bei Vav, which deals with the halachos of the shofar. What's a kosher shofar? What's not? So we continue in this discussion where Sif tests on the third line. The Mechaber tells us, Nistak L'Rochbo, if it has a crack in it around the width, circumference of the shofar. In the previous share, we discussed along the length. Here we're talking about it's around the shofar on its width. So b'miyuto, if it's less than the majority of the circumference is cracked, then it's kosher. But berubo, but if it's the majority of it that's cracked in the circumference, then it's posel. Unless LMK nishar me hasedek litzad piv shir tekia. Unless there's still a intact area between where you blow it, from the part of the shofar that you blow with your mouth, up until the point where there's the circumferential crack that's the majority, as long as there you have the shear of the shofar, which the hainu arba gudolim, which is a tefach, which is four thumbs, we'll see this is the thumb at its widest point at the joint of the thumb, in the middle joint of the thumb, which is at its widest point. So if you have four such thumbs, the width of four such thumbs is considered a tefach. That's one of the definitions of a tefach. We'll talk more about that in a moment. So then, as long as you have that, it's still considered a kosher shofar. Then it's a good kosher shofar. Even if it changes the sound by having a crack beyond that, it is a kosher shofar. And there are those that say, v'yesh machshirim. You can see this in the Ber Hagola. This is brought down in the name of the Balo Itur and the Maritz Kios that say that Binishtayer Afilu Shalolitzapiv, as long as you have the shear of the Arba Gudolim, a tefach, even if it's on the other side, the crack to the end of the shofar has the tefach. Even though if it doesn't have the tefach in between where you blow into it and the crack, that is still a kosher shofar. Now that was a mouthful, we said quite a bit. So let's look in the Mishnah Berurah and the Dershu footnotes over here. So we start with the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Mem Tes. And he says, Hainu Soviv Hekefa. We're talking here about the crack is in the circumference of the shofar. Uba Ayide Nefila, it either occurred because it fell on the floor, or Hakor B'chosik, it was hit with something, that's how it got the crack. Now, crack in the circumference is different than a crack in the longitudinal axis, along the long axis of the shofar. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkat Nun, Lo Domi L'Nistak L'Yorko D'Posal, this is different than the crack that we said longitudinally is going to be possible according to the more machmer opinion that we brought down in Sif Ches in yesterday's shir. Mishum Desham, in that situation, Aide Chosek Hatchiyah, by blowing a strong sound, Yochol Lepoka Yoser Ba'orech, because it will extend the crack, and that only will occur in the longitudinal axis. Avalo Barocha, but not in the circumferential axis, and therefore it's not going to extend the crack because of the sound of the shofar. That's the difference between the long axis and the short axis, or the width. That's why the halacha is different. Sivkat Nun Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah adds, and he says, the bezeh, when you have the majority of the circumference has a crack, it's no good, because in this situation, afilu chashvina lemiuta kemisha eino, even if we want to say that everything from the circumferential crack and up towards the part where the shofar sound comes out, as if it's not there, kemisha eino, as if the whole thing is not there, that still is good, because as long as you have the tefach left below that, hello akoponim nishar shir tekia. So it's as if you have a very small shofar, and the part that is cracked and everything beyond it isn't going to ruin it. But also, that extra part beyond the crack in the circumferential width, the majority, and lechashvo kabo hasofu levsol aydei zeh kol hashofar. This is different than what we're going to learn later in the shiur today, that if you have a pieces of shofar that you put together, that's a hosafa onto it, you want to make it longer and more beautiful, so that does ruin it. So we don't consider this as a hosafa over here beyond the circumferential crack that's the majority. As we're going to learn later in the shiur today in Sif Yud Aleph, hopefully we'll get to it. The lo mikri hosafa, that's a hosafa, but this here is not called hosafa. It's only called osafa if it was originally something else and you added it on. But here, Masha'en Kin Kan, the part above the crack, the low nifran miolim, that was originally part of the shofar. And therefore, even though it's cracked, we don't consider a hosafa to the shofar. Sivkotin and Beis, Nisha me'asedik b'chulei, as long as you have a tefach left, v'im dibko b'devik, and even if it's reattached with glue, meaning it didn't break off, but you have the majority of the circumference that has a crack in it, but if you glue it back together, so the glue gets rid of the crack in that situation. So even if you don't have a tefach below the crack to the point where you blow into it, it's still going to be good. Ukemod mekalinon besivches benistak biorcho kishetivko bedevik. According to the lenient opinion brought down there by Eli Rabin the Prima Gadim, that if the crack, even on the longitudinal axis, is going to be sealed with glue, it's still good. So here too, certainly it's going to be good. However, he says, if you have another shofar that's a kosher, a shofar without any of these questions, tov yosei l'skobo, it's better to go and blow with that other shofar. Echod, number one, because there was a more stringent opinion that said that the glue is considered enomino, and therefore it does ruin it. So here you're relying upon the lenient opinion, so if you have another shofar, don't rely upon the lenient opinion. Again, when you blow the second time, don't make a bracha, as we said many times already, because mimanushach, if you were yotzei, it's a bracha levatala. But since you may not have been yotzei, since it's a mitzvah daraisa, so we say blow, but blow without a bracha. And the second reason, the gamla das Rebbeinu Yohanan, the devik lo mahani b'mokum sedek, according to Rebbeinu Yohanan, the devik doesn't help. Now this is a big problem. The issue footnote 56 brings down that the Mishnah Berurah here is a little bit of a tzrichim biur. You need to explain this Mishnah Berurah better, because the Rebbeinu Yonason is only talking about the longitudinal axis, and he's not talking about nisdak l'rochvo. He says, ein lochush l'dover zeh, you don't have to be concerned about that. So he's left with a tzarech ian on this Mishnah Berurah. We said that as long as you have a tefach between the point where you blow into it and where the crack starts, you're good. Dafka, it needs to be that specific side. It has to be the side that's you have a tefach between where you blow into it and where the crack is, and not the other side, above the crack to the point where the sound comes out of the shofar. That we said, l'chatchila, is no good, according to the first opinion. Davka, that has to be davka to l'tzad piv. Shari ro and hanista kiman denichus, because we view everything from the crack and outwards towards where the sound comes out as if it's not there. And therefore, if you lo yishar kishir l'tzad piv, if you don't have the tefach between where the crack is and to the point where you blow into it, the shofar, and king tokeh who be shofar shein bo shir tekiah, then you're blowing into a shofar that doesn't have the right shear. The issue foot number 57 brings down b'avapi shebechelik harochok mipiv yeshir shofar, and even though you have more than the shear in the part above the crack, so in that situation you might have thought it's good. So he says mikol makom eno yotzei dichova, that is not considered a kosher shofar. Shetzorich shepiv yeh meduvak l'shofar, your mouth has to be where the blowing into the shofar, and if you don't have the kosher shear over there, it's not considered a kosher shofar. Sivkot nadalid, this is the hainu arba gudolim. There are a number of different ways to define a tefach, and the bir halachovir and dibra masil arba gudolim talks about that we have something called a tefach sochek, a wider tefach, and then you have the tighter tefach, and then you have different definitions of a tefach. So the standard definition we're using over here is for an average-sized person. You can see this in Dershu footnote number 59. He describes this as a 35-year-old person who is of average build and average size. He doesn't have unusually large or unusually small hands. And we're dealing with an Adam Benoni, the average-sized person, not a very, very large person. And the Gudolim that we're talking about are at the width. You can see this in the Sharet Zion Os Pei Tes, where he brings down for the Prima Gadim, the Kaimlon Lalocha B'Makom HaRachav. We're talking about at the joint, the middle joint of the thumb. It's called the phalange, and not by the knuckle part, but by the middle joint where the thumb bends in on itself. So that's the widest part of the thumb. That's where you measure these four Gudolim. And you basically take one person's thumb, and you multiply that times four, and that, when they're slightly apart from each other, that's called sochek. There's a little space in between them, so that is the size of a tefach. That's the definition that we're using here. The Gemara in a number of places also points out that it can be the size of the middle finger, what's called the ama, five of those at its widest point, or six of the pinky at its widest point. And those are all shiurim of a tefach. But here we're using the shear of four gudolim, which the Mishnah Berurah says, shal adam beinoni, as I pointed out, modin be'emtza gudol, and you measure it from the width of the joint at the phalange of the thumb, v'lo b'rosh agudol, shosham miskatzer, and not at the distal point where the fingernail is, that is narrower over there. So this is v'hu shear tefach. This is the tefach that we're talking about. Sivkot nun hei, afilu in ma'akev esatkia. We said that in this situation, even if the end part, which has the crack, the part from the crack outward, is going to change the sound, it's not a problem. The lo gara mi nekev, the lo nistam, it's no different or worse than if you have a puncture that isn't sealed, that we said previously, the mechashirinon le'el afilu binishtana kolo. That's good, even if you changed around the sound. Sifkot Nunvav, then we said there is the more lenient opinion that we brought down in the name of the Baal Ha'itur and the Maritz Gius, that says that even if you don't have left towards the part where you blow into, but you just have on the other side of the crack towards where the sound comes out, that's also good. Sifkot Nunvav, Mishmur says, one might have argued that the part that's in your mouth, that's connected before the crack, isn't that a chatzitza? And therefore, vim kein yesh hefsik bein piv l'shofar, that should be a hefsik. So according to this lenient opinion, lo chayshin l'zeh, we're not concerned about that, because this opinion holds, debin b'mino eno chotzeitz. This is shofar with the same shofar, it's not a chatzitza. Bein onaro eno so kimonital. And we don't view it as if it's not there. Therefore, it's not considered a hefsik. Albeit, Dirshu foot number 62 brings down that if a person blows into the shofar, but doesn't put his lips on the shofar, he stands like an inch away from the shofar, and he just has a strong, really strong breath, and he blows into the shofar, and it makes a sound, that's not good. You have to actually have your lips on top of the piv of the shofar. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon this lenient opinion if you have no alternative. Sifyot, the Mechaber writes, Dibek Shivre Shofar Zemzeh, if you took pieces of a shofar, let's say you took circumferential pieces of a shofar, and you glued them together, from many different shofars. Vosamim shofar, now you have one nice, long, beautiful shofar, that is no good. Posel. Afilum yesh b'shever shekineged piv shir shofar. And this would be true even if the bottom part, the one that is closest to where your mouth blows into the shofar, up until we added the second piece, that in and of itself was a perfectly kosher shofar. So you actually make it worse by adding on more. It would have been fine if you just had a short shofar that had the right shear of arba gudolim, but now when you add on additional pieces, that's a hosofa and that's no good. Mishbur explains in Sifkot Yud, Hainu, afilu lokach shivrei shofar shlemos b'igulim v'dipkon. This is true even if you take circumferential pieces of shofar and you glue them all together. Afilu dipkon ayde atzman. And even if you didn't use glue, you heated them up like we explained previously, with the el and sifchesin yesterday's shear, so it's min b'mino. So this would be, one would have thought, might have been good. So afilu eno ma'akivet here, and even if it doesn't change the sound around at all, this is no good. This is called a hosofa, and that's not good. The Mishnah Berurah explains sifkot nunches, because v'hosif alav no also, you try to make it more beautiful somehow by having it longer, shir arach, it should be a longer shofar, o kadesh yitin kolo godo mikmosha, you'll make a better sound, but nevertheless, v'afal pikein, it's possible, it's no good. Reasoning is, v'atam, the shofar echad omer rachmona, because the Torah tells us you have to blow a shofar, a single shofar, v'lo shnei shofars, and this has a status of being more than one shofar. Now we go to the Samach Omud Beis, and we say Sif Yud Aleph, Hosif Alav Koshu. The Mechaber tells us that if you add on to it at all, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nuntes tells us, Hayno Shericho, you made it longer. And this is true, Be Mitzad HaKotzer, Be Mitzad HaRochav. Doesn't make any difference whether it's on the long side or the short side of the curvature puzzle. It is no good. Mishum the shofar echad rachmana v'chulei ukma b'sif yod. This is the same thing that we just said. You're not allowed to add on to it. If it's more than one shofar, it's no good, even if it's only on one side. And this is true, bein b'mino, bein shelo b'mino. And this is no good if you add on to it. Whether you're adding on a piece of shofar or you're adding some other material, it is possible, the Mechaber tells us. And this is true, afilu hayabo mitchila shir shofar. And this is, even though you had a perfectly good shofar beforehand, it is no good. Let's already do Sif Yud Beis as well, and then we'll stop. Hafocho v'tocha bo lo yotze. If you blow from the wrong end of the shofar, instead of blowing from the narrow mouth end, you blow from the point where the sound normally comes out, and you flip it around, and you blow somehow sounds into that that come out from the other end, so ben hafocho kidero shofar lecholuk, whether you do it inside out. Here we're also talking about that you can somehow turn the shofar inside out. Shech sir p'nimi l'chitzo, that what was previously the inside is now the outside. What was outside is now the inside. Or if you leave it the way it is, like I said, Mechaber says that you widen the part that is normally narrower, or you narrow the part that's normally wider, and the Ramah adds, and this is what I mentioned before, if you blow into the part that normally the sound comes out of. So in all of these situations, he brings down from the Ran in Rosh Hashanah that it is possible, it is no good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach tells us the reasoning is Vatam Dsiv Vavarta Shofar Trua, that you have to have the sound come out of the shofar, the derech havarobin. It has to be the normal way. Dainu kiderosha ayil maviro berosha mechayim, just like the ayil is, so to say, wearing it on his head, so that's the way the sound has to come out. Sifkot and Samach Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hainu ayide roskin, with hot water you made it that the narrow part becomes wider, or the wider part becomes narrow. You massage it into a different shape. Again, the reason why it's no good is because it has to be the way it normally is growing on the animal. That the thinner side, the narrower side, has to be where you're blowing into it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Beis tells us that if you blow into the part that's normally wide, pirish afilu b'shofar sha'asui kohogan. And here, you didn't do anything to the shofar. The shofar is absolutely the way it originally was. But nevertheless, this is still v'akol mitamanal, is what we said before, that this is not considered the normal way that sounds come out of the shofar, and therefore in all these situations, it is no good. The issue foot number 67 brings down a cute remez from the pasuk in Tehillim, which says min hameitzar karosi, which means klomar meyatzad hatzar shel shofar, from the side that is narrow, the normal part that you blow into, and he brings it down in the name of the Yerushalmi. With this, we conclude today's shir.